Welcome to the Invest with Clarity podcast, where you will learn how success in investing, as in life, is the result of absolute clarity. Mark Pearson of Nepsis in Minneapolis, Minnesota, shares his passion for portfolio management and commitment to transparency and communication to allow investors to fully understand what they own and why, bringing them to clarity in their investments. And now, here are your co-hosts, Matt Halloran and Mark Pearson.
Hello and welcome to another Invest with Clarity podcast. I am your host, Matt Halloran. Today, Mark and I are going to finish up the four-part mini-series of the four keys to successful investing. We talked about philosophy, strategy, flexibility, and transparency. And then, or today we're talking about transparency. So Mark, talk a little bit about what this means. Let's give a little bit of a recap of the first three, and then let's dive right into transparency.
Sure. So as we've discussed in the past, the four keys really are a symbol of foundation. And with any strong foundation, you have four corners to your foundation. So like investing, you want to have the four corners to your solid investment process. And of course, you have philosophy, you have strategy, which are more of what we refer to as your empirical component of investing. And then you have the flexibility and the transparency. And these really are what I would refer to as the behavioral components of investing. And as we have gone into detail on all three, today we're going to go over the fourth one.
We talk a lot about transparency because understanding what you own and why you own it really truly is clarity. So is this just the icing on the cake of everything else that we've done, or are you going to be bringing some new stuff? Because you just did say something, Mark, that was interesting to me, which is that flexibility and transparency are more of the behavioral component of that. Would you mind unpacking that a little bit before we dive into this more deeply?
Sure. As you know, Chuck and I have done a lot of papers, research, podcasts, everything regarding the behavioral aspect of investing. And the whole foundation or basis of Nepsis means ultimate clarity. And we believe that when you can have an identity of clarity, that we believe that the investor is going to be more apt to stick to the process. Because as you know, many investors, they act out of emotion and not on a process. And that's why we always say process before progress. And we have often said that, you know, truth builds trust. Truth builds trust. Truth is transparency. When you have transparency to what is happening to your situation, it should help build trust because you're actually seeing the companies that you own in your portfolio. So every piece of activity, every buy, every sell, every time cash comes out of your account, every situation builds, hopefully, that trust. And so flexibility creates opportunity. Transparency builds trust to allow you to execute on your philosophy and strategy. How's that for a little roundup there?
That was very nice. That was very, very clean and a nice little bow.
Now, do I have transparency?
Yeah. I mean, the investing is this nebulous insanity of prospectuses. And by the way, I had to tell you this. I was on an advisor's website a couple of days ago and proudly put that they own over 22,000 positions.
How's that working for
him? I don't know, but it was so funny. It was right after we had done our last show and I was on talking to somebody and I have never seen anybody pronounce that they're proud of 22,000 positions. So anyway.
Well, that's an interesting point. That's actually a nice segue into the whole idea of, you know, when you own 22,000 companies, because that's what you do, are you really in what you're really doing is you're throwing it all together and utilizing the old theory of modern portfolio theory, because what modern portfolio theory bases itself on is this idea of managing volatility. Because people don't have transparency, it would seem logical or with common sense to say, listen, if we don't have transparency, people behaviorally get worried over volatility. Well, they get worried over volatility because they don't know what they own and why they own it. Transparency brings that all together and saying, listen, now you can embrace volatility because volatility creates the opportunity to buy more of a business on sale. And the way you can build comfort around that flexibility is the idea that you have transparency.
Yeah. That does make a lot of sense.
Brings it all together.
Well, I need you to operationally define what actually you mean by transparency, because I think we've done a good job with philosophy, strategy, and flexibility. Explain really how Nepsis defines the word transparency, please.
Well, the transparency piece comes not only from what you own and why you own it, but the transparency also shows how much you own of each company in the portfolio. So I'll tell you this funny story. True story. Back in about 2008, during the financial crisis, we owned the stock in client portfolios. And we held that stock. We started buying it in the mid-40s. We held it all the way down to about a dollar. And we had this guy come up. I did a client event with the advisor, and this client came up and said, why did you hold on to a stock from 44 to a dollar? Why wouldn't you have sold it? And I said, well, the long-term fundamentals haven't changed. So why would I sell it? I'd be interested in buying more, which we had at that point. And he said, well, that doesn't make sense to me. That's a huge loss in my portfolio, and I don't understand it. And I said, and he was kind of, you know, upset. And I said, well, let me ask you this, Mr. Client. From that stock going from 44 to a dollar, what impact on a percentage basis did it have on your portfolio? I don't know. I said, so hold on a second. You're upset that a stock went from 44 to a dollar. You want to know why I didn't sell it. And you don't even know what the impact was to your portfolio, Mr. Long-Term Investor. He says, I don't. I told the advisor to fire the client, to which he did. Because myopic thinking short-term is the kiss of death in investing. It turns out that when that stock hit $2, we bought a bunch of it back. At $5, it did a dollar dividend. So at $5, a dollar dividend, right? Ooh. In stock. I held that stock on average for about 7.5 years. I sold it at 14.5. Here's what's crazy. The worst performing position was about an average of 10% a year. In other words, you bought it at 44, you sold it at 15, and you made about 10% per year. The more shocking aspect of that was that when you tell that story to investors, they can't comprehend how do you make money on a stock that you buy at 44 and you sell it at 15. They don't understand the power of strategic cost averaging. Yeah. They don't understand the idea of lowering your cost basis as you buy the stock at lower prices. This is why we often say it's time in an investment, not timing an investment. Transparency enhances. Not everybody gets it, Matt, but transparency should enhance the ability for an investor to understand what is really happening with my money. If I'm a financial advisor, I would be concerned about charging somebody 1% to be the quote unquote money manager of their money and they own 22 stocks. You're not managing money, you're asset allocating. And this is why the industry moved more and more to ETFs, low cost ETFs, because of the whole conversation around what we have been talking about as it pertains to modern portfolio theory. Mm-hmm. So the four keys to successful investing, transparency and flexibility, go directly against the whole idea of set it and forget it. The whole idea of owning all these companies in a bunch of mutual funds and asset allocating across categories, when at the end of the day, it is flexibility It is transparency that allows you to execute on the philosophy and strategy, and in our position, in our situation, execute on a process before progress.
Something else that you have said many times on other podcasts is that one specific position or one specific holding company should not bury your entire, you know, thing. But when you're investing in these markets, indices, ETFs, when you've got 40% of that weighted thing in Facebook, right? Facebook poops itself. You guys are in a lot of trouble. Right. So talk a little bit about that. And that story is a perfect illustration of why you talk about how the assets are allocated so that one position doesn't destroy the whole portfolio.
Well, I started buying this particular company in 2006 in the 40s. It had a 7% dividend yield at the time, if I remember right. Ooh. We sold it in 2015, so we held that stock for 7 years, called it. One of the other positions, and this is public information, one of the other companies we own in our portfolio, the ticker symbol is Zest. And back when we started buying Zest in 2017 and 2018, the stock kept going down. And we kept buying it, and we kept buying it because we believed in the management and we believed in the technology that they had. And of course, this is all public information. They ended up suing Walmart and winning, by the way, although that has not been all finalized out. The reality is that I staked a pretty big position in this company relative to the overall asset allocation because I felt confident we were going to win this lawsuit. We did win the law. There are some other, without going into the weeds on it, the bottom line is it had a significant negative impact on our clients' portfolios in 17 and 18. But as we say in our investment policy statement, no one company should break mm-hmm. the long-term performance of your portfolio. And so while we stopped buying it for various reasons in 2018 or 19, the reality is at the end of 2021, it was at an all-time low at $2 a share. But if you were to go back, even though we had those bad years in 17 and 18, and you were to go back and look at the 10-year performance of our clients' portfolios, you would find that our outperformance was anywhere between 25 to 60% of the overall market. And so what does that mean? And by the way, we still own that stock. We're still waiting for, you know, the outcome of the lawsuit, but now the company is doing additional things to provide shareholder value. And so my point is you can have dogs over short periods of time in your portfolio, but if you understand the long-term fundamentals of why you own every position in your portfolio, you have the flexibility and transparency. It allows you to stick to the process. We don't have clients complaining about that stock anymore. We don't have clients asking about that stock anymore because it's such a small piece of their overall portfolio because the rest of their portfolio over time has done well. In mm-hmm. other words, our advisors and our clients did a fabulous job of sticking long-term. We say right in the investment policy statement, if Nepsis is going to manage your money and you're in a growth portfolio, you have to have a 7 to 10 year time horizon. If you're not happy after a couple of years and you always got people like that and you move your money out, that's too bad. And of course, we did lose some clients during that period. Too bad, because our clients who stuck with us are extremely happy. And so the transparency piece is the final piece, the final foundational piece that should give a client the confidence to stick to the process longer term.
An aspect of transparency that I haven't heard you talk a lot about, but you say your phrase, which is you should know what you own and why you own it and why that specific investment is actually part of your portfolio. Could you give us an example of that?
Well, like
the why component.
Yeah, I don't. Let me clarify on the why. I think it's important to know the why to the extent that people will understand the names of a lot of companies without having to go. People pay us to do the job.
Well, absolutely.
But if you own a Citigroup or an AIG or, you know, a Chubb Insurance or whatever the company is, AMD Micro Devices, and they go down, you know these aren't companies that are going to go away.
Right.
You, when they go down, you have an opportunity to buy more of them on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when people see the names, they don't have to necessarily know why they own it. Although we do update our advisors on a weekly basis in terms of our strategy and why we own particular companies in particular sectors for any given season.
Okay.
And that helps because clients don't necessarily really want to get into the weeds per se. Some do. So the people that really want to kind of know the companies they own and do their own research on it, great. For those who don't, they can get the 30,000 foot view on it. Yeah. But at the end of the day, when they open their statement, say, hey, we're going through this correction of this situation, they can say, you know, this is a pretty good company. Valuation's pretty cheap on it. I'm pretty happy owning this. And it just allows you to feel better about yourself. The other thing of knowing what you own and why you own it is one of the most important questions I'll ask an advisor or a client or a prospective client is, do you know what the largest holding is in your portfolio? And they'll say, most of them will say no. And I'll say, so if you don't know what the largest holding in your portfolio is, then you don't know what percent that position makes up in your portfolio, correct? Of course, they don't. To me, that is one of the greatest risks of transparency that's out there. Without really understanding where you have your exposure, where your potential issues are, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. And therefore, we believe the transparency piece of knowing not only what you own, but how much of it you own becomes very important.
Oh, my brother, that actually makes an enormous amount of sense. And I appreciate that level of clarity and clarification on that because, well, you know, that's what we're all here about.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
All right. What should I have asked you that I didn't about all of this?
Well, I think one of the things you want to think about is when you don't have transparency in your portfolio, you really don't have the ability to evaluate and adjust your portfolio. If you really don't know what's going on and you own 22,000 stocks in your portfolio, explain to me how you can adjust. Explain to me how you can evaluate exactly what is going on and how you can take advantage of volatility that's been given to you. Again, as we've always said since day one, if you are a business owner, which you are when you buy these stocks, wouldn't it stand to reason that you want every advantage you can get to take advantage of opportunities to accomplish your financial and investment goals? Transparency, like flexibility, like the philosophy and strategy, are the foundations and the critical components that will enable you to do that.
That's great. Well, this was the four-part miniseries on the four keys to successful investing. If you did not listen to the first three, philosophy, strategy, and flexibility, please go back and listen to that. And most importantly, after listening to this miniseries, if you feel that you don't have these things, you should probably go ahead and go to the Nepsis website and find out a little bit more. They've got a great thing on this. You want to talk a little bit about the test that you have that people can go through on the site in case this has intrigued them?
So, yeah, we don't do that as much anymore only because it's very time consuming. However, if you have a portfolio over $500,000, we will do our proprietary stress test where we'll actually show you exactly the power of what you own, where your exposure is, and then give suggestions on how you may be able to enhance that.
Magnificent. And there's also
reach out for us for an advisor.
Yeah. And please just go to the Nepsis website. There's lots of wonderful information. You can also get back to all of the old episodes of this podcast and also a lot of other information, some really great writing that Mark and his team have done to help you truly understand what you own and why you own it. All right. Anything else, Mark?
Beautiful.
Nope. All right. Beautiful. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do by clicking that subscribe now button. It'd also be great if you gave us a quick review on iTunes. That way we'll show up even easier in everybody's search engine. And finally, once again, if you know somebody who doesn't have the clarity that you think they should have in their big picture long-term investing, please make sure that you refer them to the podcast so they can truly learn what a great successful investor should do and what they should know. So for everybody at Nepsis, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
The content discussed is for informational purposes only. It is not a solicitation or recommendation for any securities that may be mentioned herein. Advisory services offered through Nepsis, Inc., an SEC registered investment advisor.